This is Sandy Horner, Managing Director of Wealth Management at Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors in Columbia, Maryland, with a special market update as of Friday, March 13th. This week marked the end of the longest bull market on record for the United States. Since October 9th, 2007, to February 19th, 2020, U.S. equities, as measured by the S&P 500 total return, have delivered 181%. While equities have performed well over time and have helped our clients in achieving their financial goals, it is important to remember that markets are cyclical and do not rise in a straight line over time. This record-breaking period came to an end with the first bear market in over a decade. What is different about this is it is not a financial crisis, it is a health crisis. The anxiety surrounding the spread of the COVID-19 virus has increased this week when the World Health Organization declared it a global pandemic. In the past few days, the White House has limited travel from Europe for 30 days, schools across the nation are sending their students home, the NBA has suspended their season indefinitely, March Madness has been suspended, and our own BWFA St. Patrick's Day 5K run has been postponed. These cancellations have undoubtedly impacted everyone, not only in their investment portfolio, but also in their everyday lives. In response to the pandemic, the Federal Reserve Board, known as the Fed, and Congress are attempting to limit recessionary fears. The Fed has announced a plan to inject over $1.5 trillion into the financial markets in an attempt to boost business confidence. Congress, on the other hand, is working to provide fiscal stimulus, which could include tax cuts and financial support for hourly workers. At BWFA, we strive to make long-term strategic decisions rather than emotional decisions in response to the global hysteria surrounding this virus. When looking back at the trading days between 1999 and 2018, missing just 10 of the best trading days, that would be 0.2% of the total trading days, would have cut your average annualized rate of return by more than one half. Missing 20 of the best days, or 0.4% of the total.